Hey, Dad.
How's it going?
It was good. They made me do leg lifts. A lot of them. A lot of leg lifts. Some, I don't know, I forgot his name. I don't think he told me his name.
Was it Tony?
Maybe.
Pre-produced at my dog crate in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CGSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to 2025 Covenants Part 1. There will be another one of these types of shows next month. I am committing to that right now. It's not a bad thing. That was probably the best big set ever right there. So more of the same, please. Part 2 can be on February 7th, and if there is a Berkeley show this year, it'll get bumped until March. If that's the case, I won't be caught up on all of my recurrent sources until probably May, which is perfect. This is going to be a good year. Anyway, the set that just concluded started with Goats and Lasers from 2020, and then it was Frog from 2015. Then it was Maxine Funk from 2013, and then the Magnificent Clark Sound from 2018. This is the stretch with all of the singer-songwriter stuff, and it continues with Chris Cohen from 2012, and then Hollow Hand from 2021. That was followed by the song from 1998, which was from Duster. So Duster is the correct answer for trivia tonight. I sure wish I knew that song in 1998. Then it was Top Shelf Old School Metal. From Golden Pelicans, and that was from 2015, and then after that was a wonderful punk tune from Cherry Cheeks from 2022. I'm giving that show winner the Cherry Cheeks song, although it could have gone to anyone. Golden Pelicans are from Orlando, Florida, and I think Cherry Cheeks is from Orlando as well, or at least was originally. Then I got into the fuzzier stuff with Deeper from 2018, and then a new one from an outfit from Los Angeles called Peel. That was a tangential find. Then it was Biff with 3F from 2021, and that was followed by Jay Holy from 2014. Jay Holy saved my bacon on this episode and has single-handedly restored my faith in CanCon. All this time, the Canadian John Mouse has been out there unmarked, and Catacomb was his version of Streetlight, which is probably my favorite John Mouse song. Then it was Elizabeth Whittington, and thank God for Elizabeth Whittington, and this search was finally my excuse to go through all of their stuff. The first Elizabeth Whittington song was from 2023, and it was followed by D'Astro, who are still active to this day, although mostly producing electronic dance music, but this late-era gem of theirs was from 2020. And after that was Jay Holy again with a 2010 song from a 2022 release, and then Elizabeth Whittington again from, like, a few weeks ago, and then D'Astro from their heyday back in 2009. Wanting at the set after that was Flying Squid from 2021 and Matthew Spreen from 2023. If you liked what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cgsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I will be in studio on the 24th of January, and then expect part two of 2025 Covenants, this time N through Z, ideally on February 7th. And then I get to do a Valentine's show. So fingers crossed all of that comes together. Right now I have three more, and then up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.